from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Taylor Gant. A U.S. House subcommittee on voting rights and elections held a hearing in Atlanta yesterday. GPB's Stephen Fowler was there.
The Carter Center was packed for the two-hour hearing addressing concerns over voter suppression. Several Democratic congressmen and women heard testimony from voters, the ACLU, and former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams about the state's voting system during the 2018 election.
Incompetence and malfeasance operate in tandem, and the sheer complexity of the state's voting apparatus smooths voter suppression into a nearly seamless system that targets voter registration, ballot access, and ballot counting.
Abrams' new voting rights group, Fair Fight Action, is suing Georgia over virtually every aspect of the state's existing voting system. Fulton County voter Stacey Hopkins shared her story of facing removal from the voting rolls despite being an active voter.
The state of our elections and voting rights is a dire emergency and a crisis of voter confidence. We have sent out the warning signs for years. I am asking Congress to intervene to answer this call in order to protect and defend what was so hard fought for and many of us thought won.
The hearing is one of several House Democrats planned to hold across the country to try and gather more evidence to eventually strengthen the Voting Rights Act of 1965. A Georgia House committee met Tuesday to discuss a bill that would allow new voting machines and change parts of the state's election code. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Carter Center.
A partnership between a hospital and a veterinary clinic is lowering the cost of life-saving operations for animals, as GPB's Cindy Hill reports.
When patients at Medical Center Navicent Health in Macon receive new pacemakers, they can donate their old ones to the University of Georgia's veterinary clinic. The devices can then be implanted in animals. UGA's clinic implants 5 to 15 used pacemakers a year, mostly in dogs. Dr. Greg Rappaport is a veterinary cardiologist at UGA. He says the partnership saves lives and money.
A brand new pacemaker can cost thousands of dollars, and so this kind of program allows us to keep our costs reasonable and somewhat affordable.
Rappaport says they've also implanted pacemakers in cats, a ferret, and a horse. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
Georgia's Chief Justice called the system stable and strong in his State of the Judiciary address yesterday. Chief Justice Harold Melton took time to praise the state's specialty courts, ones for issues like drugs or mental health, for helping reduce recidivism rates. He also challenged them to do more.
If the courts are able to have this kind of success with a population of adults who often have had a lifetime of struggles and bad behavior, can we not have even greater success if we in our communities engage even earlier?
There are nearly 11,000 people going through specialty court programs. A proposal to allow Governor Brian Kemp to pursue Medicaid waivers from the federal government has been approved by a Georgia Senate committee. The state Senate Health and Human Services Committee voted to approve a bill authorizing Kemp's office to pursue the waivers. It now goes to the full Senate. Kemp says the waivers would give Georgia more flexibility in using federal health care funding. Democrats prefer a full Medicaid expansion as prescribed under the 2010 Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Georgia is one of 14 states that have not yet fully expanded Medicaid.